I was delighted to launch this today. The Peace Plus funding, we got 3.6 million. It hasn't been easy to get. We've been working on this for the last number of years, and we carefully designed that the Sligo application would have part of it, the Land of Arts Desire, coming from the Sligo town area, PASMAS, which is the Armada across the seas and borders, the Spanish Armada story in Grange, Celtic Connections, the Brother Wilfred connection with Ballymote, and then the Dromore West Digiversal, which is the Dromore West Council Committee. And it's just wonderful to get all parts of the county involved in this. We welcome the funding that has come from Minister Dara Cleary's department, and we also welcome that the SEUPB have been so supportive of us on the cross-border. And, you know, it involves the government in Northern Ireland, our own government in Dublin, and the UK government. So it's a very, very important day, and this money will make a real real impact on promoting projects that promote peace.
And I guess just today, it really represents something, doesn't it? More than just a day like today, because we think about where we've come from in terms of the border counties over the past 40 years. And when you look at that on an international scale and where the world is right now, it definitely, today felt like a message of hope, definitely. Would that be fair to say, or like, what do you think it represented?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think some of the speakers said it, that we could take for granted peace at this stage. It was much more of a thing 30 years ago, but we can't take it for granted. It must be worked on, and it must be kept going. And, you know, to get this sort of funding will make such a difference. And it really is, you know, that it'll impact on people's lives. And there's so much conflict in the world. The Red Dress exhibition, which is open till tomorrow evening, till Friday evening, I'd recommend anybody comes in and sees it. It is absolutely a wonderful piece. And it's made up from conflict zones, from 41 different conflict zones around the world. And Kirsty, that brought it here to Sligo, it is absolutely wonderful that we have it here. The first time it's been displayed in Ireland. And just to welcome that something like that really added the speciality to today's events.